From the WLRN newsroom at the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. All week we've been bringing you the story of Fabian Jean, a dancer who lost her leg in the earthquake in Haiti 3 years ago this Saturday. A prosthetic technician from Boston heard her story and fitted Fabian with a fake leg. He tried to help her recover in other ways, too, but Fabian became discouraged. And as Jacob Kushner tells us, for someone like Fabian, Haiti does not offer a lot of lifelines.
What would normally be a two-minute walk to the market takes Fabian 6. She moves her left foot quickly in front of her, then slowly swings her prosthetic right leg forward. The plastic leg straps onto the stump under her kneecap. She says it gets hot and that she gets phantom pains. At the market, men reach into wheelbarrows filled with charcoal, the fuel most Haitians use to cook their food. Back at the house, framed photos of Fabian's days as a dancer hang on the wall above a broken TV set. Before the earthquake, Fabian was a backup dancer for big-name bands at bars and dance clubs, in posh hotels, and at Haiti's National Theater.
Dancing is good for your heart. If you have a problem that's concerning you, you dance to express it through movement. You can show people the sentiments that you have. And it also brings you a little money to eat, to pay for school, to buy things to wear.
A few months after the earthquake, Dennis Acton, the prosthetic technician from Boston, began paying a driver so Fabian could get to rehearsals across town. The foundation Dennis started to help Haitian amputees like Fabian was running out of money.
We talked with Fabian of putting together a dance performance that we could host at fundraisers, and then she would teach people about Haitian dance, and we would do a presentation of what we're doing to help amputees. We had the whole thing worked out.
But Fabian didn't show up to a rehearsal one day. Dennis sent her a text. "What are you doing?" he wrote. "Don't you have any respect for how difficult this is for us, working to help you?" Fabian said she did go to the rehearsal, but an hour or two late, not particularly unusual in Haiti. Eventually, though, Fabian did stop going altogether. She became disillusioned when Dennis stopped paying for transportation to the studio, and there still wasn't a date set for the performance.
You can't get up every day and rehearse and rehearse without knowing why you're doing it.
The fundraiser was never held. Fabian became discouraged.
I'll never be able to dance like I used to. You have to be careful with the movements you make. You can't do a big leg raise because you're scared the leg could fall off.
Dennis and the volunteers from his foundation made a dozen trips to Haiti. They invested thousands of dollars of their own money to treat Fabian and other amputees. But then, big changes in Dennis and Fabian's lives complicated their relationship. Dennis and his wife had a baby. Fabian's mother suffered a stroke.
And so at that point, I said, you know, everything is going wrong here. We need to stop, take an operational pause. All of us have these huge things happening in life. We can't also keep pushing like we were. But we also spent a lot of time talking to her that she has to do this herself, too. She has to take part in this. We had hoped that Fabian would be more proactive in getting out there and restarting her dance career.
Excuse her, anything to dance?
On one of my visits with Fabian, I asked her if she would dance for me, but she refuses.
I won't dance. I won't dance. I'm discouraged. I won't dance.
I tell her that I think if people hear that she's not dancing, they might think it's her fault for not trying hard enough, for not continuing with rehearsals.
Well, let them think that. Let them think that.
It's been a year since Dennis last contacted Fabian, but he hasn't forgotten about her. He'd heard her prosthesis was cracking. So, last fall, he secretly wired money to a Haitian man to fix it. I'm Jacob Kushner.
We had help on this story from Muriel Germain. All week we've been following the story of Fabian Jean. Tune in tomorrow for the next part of our series. You can see photos of Fabian at home in Haiti by photojournalist Nick Kozak at WLRN.org. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.